I'm an addict named Mike. Before I do anything, I need to thank the God of my understanding for everything good, bad, or indifferent. I want to thank the committee for asking me to share on the 6th edition. It's always a pleasure to be asked to do anything in Narcotics Anonymous. I want to say that understanding these traditions comes slowly over a period of time. We pick up information as we talk to other members in various groups. But it usually isn't until we get involved with service that these traditions begin to take on a life of their own. Right? And the 6th tradition is a tradition that we need to pay particular attention to because it involves us endorsing or financing other facilities with our name. It is important that we coexist in this world out here with other organizations and other groups, but it is not necessary for us to lend them our name in no way at all. An endorsement is a public statement of support for another organization. Financing another organization further endorses its purpose. And lending our name to a related facility or outside enterprise, allowing an addiction center facility, for example, to call itself the NA hospital. We just don't do those things. Right? I want to thank Joy again for sharing on the 6th step, because the way I was raised in this fellowship, this process was, we do a step, and we do a tradition. And by the time I finished with the 6th step, I felt like the 6th tradition would be a piece of cake. Right? Until I got involved with service. You know, anybody that knows me and people from my area know I've been doing service for 14, 15 years. Right? And the traditions take on a new meaning when you're doing service, right? Because it's no longer lip service. You know, when you go to the business meeting at your group, right, and you're an experienced member, and they're violating the tradition, it is your business to let them know where they're going wrong. I'll give you an example. Where I work at, people come to meetings. There's about 10 or 15 meetings at my facility. And the clients there have to have their slip signed that they was there. I heard a guy chairing the meeting say, "Listen, if you're not in this meeting, I'm not signing your slip." So I went to him after the meeting. I said, "Man, you can't do that." Why? I said, "Because that ain't none of our business. You signed the slip as a courtesy. That don't have nothing to do with our traditions. That is not part of our program. We're not under no surveillance at any time. So if we say we will sign the slips, that's as far as we'll go. We're not going to enforce that they be here because we don't do that. And the minute you do that, you endorse the facility's program. You're sending a mixed message that they are part of Narcotics Anonymous, and they're not." You know, I heard another guy say the other day, he said, "Listen, man, I'm selling these shirts. You know, a nice NA logo on it, design and what have you." And I said, "Well, who are you selling them for?" He said, "I'm selling them for me." So none of the money goes back to the fellowship. Oh, I can't buy that. So I'm endorsing the outside enterprise. Can't do that. Matter of fact, you can't even sell that in here. Take that out of here. We don't do that. You know, and it's important, right, that we realize that some of these things people say, "Oh, that's minor stuff, man." But we cannot allow no minor stuff, no kind of anything to infiltrate Narcotics Anonymous. Right? It says in the tradition that it's only through understanding and application that they work. So if you don't understand the tradition, maybe you better ask somebody, especially your sponsor, right? Because like I said, when you get involved with service, these traditions take on a new meaning. You know, the literature says that, now this is what the literature says. If we endorse an organization that later runs into trouble, our reputation will be damaged because, along with theirs, if we support outside enterprises that some find obnoxious, addicts seeking recovery may be discouraged from coming to our meeting. You know, I hear it all the time. Yeah, when I was in Phoenix, I was H and I came in and shared experience, strength, and hope. Why not just say when I was in treatment, H and I came in? The fact that you add Phoenix House to it, you know, might confuse a newer member that, damn, I got to go through Phoenix House to get what I need to get in here. You know, listen, it basically boils down to this. We don't want to send mixed messages, especially to the newer member. You know, you come in here, the newer member is the most important person in this meeting. So we have to be mindful of what we say and do around them, because if nobody checks it, they leave out here thinking that that's the right thing to do and go share it with another newcomer, and both of them wind up dying. That's not what Narcotics Anonymous is about. You know, the tradition is a real simple tradition. It just simply says that, look, be mindful of what you say about the facility you're using or you renting or what have you. You're not down with them. They're not a part of you. You know what I mean? Don't endorse. I'll give you an example. You got a meeting space where it's real popular. A lot of people come, right? Your particular group got 10 members, but the rent is $200. Y'all struggling every month to meet the rent. When you can go over here to this place and pay $20 and still carry the same message. The $200 is going to the facility. It's not going to Narcotics Anonymous. So, I mean, in all reality, you endorsing and financing the facility. Because the message can clearly be carried over here for less money. The message is the message. Without being diverted from our primary purpose, which is carrying the message of Narcotics Anonymous to the addict who still suffers. You know? Sixth edition allows us to devote all our energies to carrying a clear Narcotics Anonymous message. Right? And I'm going to read one more thing out of the literature, and I'm going to leave the literature alone and talk about my experience, strength, and hope in this area. Although a few NA groups meet in their own buildings, most do not. Those who rent meeting spaces from other organizations need to take special care never to endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to the organization from which they rent their meeting space. For instance, is the group paying substantially more to meet in a particular facility than it would someplace else? That's what the literature says. Right? It is important to remember that we as NA members and groups are responsible for observing our 12 traditions. The facility in which we meet do not have this responsibility, neither do their organizations. So that means that if we're coming in and they tell you, like I said, about the signing of the papers, once we realize that that's a violation of our tradition, we simply go to them and we say, listen, we can't do that. You need to have somebody else monitor this. That's not part of what we do. I can't tell you as an organization that I will make sure that all your clients come in here, get their paper signed, and then have my chairperson enforce it by saying, if you're not in here, I won't sign it. can't do that. Take your papers, have somebody at the door and your security staff or whatever, let them sign the papers and keep the attendance. Other than that, we have to leave here. We cannot continue to do these little things and we feel like, ah, that's a small thing. We have a tradition that say that we're not under no surveillance at any time. Anytime. The facility says you gotta come through the metal detector and sign the book to come in. Has the group discussed that? Is that the proper thing to do? Oh, each group is autonomous. Fine, but check this out. The autonomy does not supersede the tradition. Our predecessors and their infinite wisdom laid these traditions down for us, right? For a reason. Because they knew that, read the 12th tradition statement paper there. It tells you all of it. That they laid this down for us, right? To protect us from internal and external controversies. Internal and external. Because now you go to the group in the business meeting and say, yo, man, what are you talking about? We got to move. Because they're making us go through the metal detector. And they're making us sign our name in the book. Another part of the group going, ah, that's all right, we're going to do that. All right. We got a conflict here. First thing we must do is invite God in. And then we must see what the tradition says pertaining to that. You know, it ain't because it's my group or your group that I make the decision. It's what's right for the group and what the tradition say. I don't know. I love Narcotics Anonymous Soul Man to the point that sometimes I get a little upset. You know, when things is going wrong, you know, and you know, you voice your opinion, you know, because in certain times that's exactly what it is, an opinion, you know. But once it's a fact, right, then I get real boisterous. Like, listen, no, that's not going to happen. You know, if it's an opinion and there's another opinion outside of that, I might consider it and go to some older members, more experienced members, and run the two opinions together and see which one is right for us and come back and say that's what it should be. You know, I don't know. We just, with these traditions, man, we just have to be mindful, you know, of the things that we do, especially in our NA groups. You know, because it's easy. It's real easy for somebody to just dismiss something by saying, oh, we're autonomous. We don't have to do what they do. There's no autonomy in service, man. What are you talking about? You're talking about on the group level now. The NA group. It don't say the NA individual. It says the NA group. Now you're taking on the responsibility of the whole group, and you're making decisions that not only violate the tradition, but eventually will affect the whole group. Oh, that's a renegade meeting. We don't go there. What is a renegade meeting? What is that? Is that a meeting that's, what, it's not in the book? Only renegades attend that meeting? What's going on? Or is it a renegade meeting because they do what they want to do when they want to do it? If so, then it's not a renegade meeting. It's not a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. That's all. It's just a meeting. Because Narcotics Anonymous is not affiliated with that kind of stuff. That's what we tell the newer member. You know, in closing, man, you know, I just want to say this, right? Now, I do a lot of service, man, for Narcotics Anonymous, and I love it to death, right? And I want you to hear what it says. It says slowly over a period of time, right? And I know we like to breathe through the step work, man, you know, get that down and what have you. But every now and then, you need to take a look across the aisle at one of them traditions and see how closely related that tradition is to that step you're doing, right? Because if you actually live in that step, somewhere in that step, that tradition is going to come into play. The predecessors did that. Literature says that. I don't say that. But what I do is I read this literature, right? I work these traditions and these steps. And every chance I get, I live them. So in closing, I just want to say to anybody that's new, if you don't understand a tradition, ask somebody. You know, we've been running around too long talking about if you don't know, right? You don't know. But if you don't know and you don't ask nobody, you'll never know. Because if you form your own opinion about something you don't know, 9 times out of 10 is wrong. My name is Mike. Thanks for letting me share. Thanks,
let's thank Mike again for sharing. And we're going to close the meeting with a serenity prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you.
Yeah.